The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On Thursdays, we typically visit with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Happy National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
Is that good to say? Happy National Day of Prayer? I think anytime you pray is a happy day.
I think it is for sure, and it's a little bit different, but still, as I was just saying, no reason not to pray, and we need it more than ever, for sure.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So let's talk for a minute about what you guys are doing. I know that there's a number of different, I guess, subcommittees of Accelerate SC. Of course, we've got the education side. They met yesterday trying to determine what to do with schools. The business side is trying to decide, okay, what's next? What additional businesses can safely reopen? Tell us what's happening and what the next steps are.
So we had a great meeting. The whole committee came together on Tuesday, and all of the subcommittees presented. I think if you haven't got a chance to watch it, go out to SCTV. It's out there. But, you know, we are moving in a great direction. You saw since we last talked, outdoor dining has opened. We've lifted the stay and work order. I think it gets people moving around. We are working on the guidelines for the other close contact industries. And we're being very thorough with that because we heard Senator Graham and Senator Davis talking about how that'll be the guidelines to shield them from liability, which is a very real worry to our businesses.
Sure.
And so, you know, they're involved in that conversation. We talked about resources and who will get resources and how that will be distributed. Talked a lot about broadband and how we are going to use the money. The governor says this is the time. Broadband extended reach out to our rural communities and places that don't have broadband will solve a lot of problems with telehealth and telemental health and teaching and learning.
That's a tough one to deal with too, because, you know, most people, we take that for granted. We take for granted that I can sit down with my iPad and do research. I can do a session with my doctor if I choose, but there are people in the state, in areas of the state, who don't have access to broadband, and that's very important.
And it's a sobering statistic when you heard on Accelerate SC that Molly Spearman had said that teachers, there's 6% of students across the state teachers have had no contact with. 6%.
Wow.
You look at how many kids we have, that's a big number. And so a lot came out of that. I use that as my opportunity to talk about the census. You know, a lot of these government programs and government funding that's coming from the federal government to extend broadband into rural areas, we heard the president talk about that a lot. They look at those census numbers. And we are 40th, Joey. We have to get better. That's how we'll get more money for these things. And even our best communities like Greenville, our top 10, are only scoring in at 56%. That's not good. And our low communities are down in the 30s that are on the bottom 10%. So we know we want these things. We know we need these things. So I need everybody to jump on board and do their part and get their census filled out.
Yeah. You know, we need to dedicate, maybe next week we can dedicate some time just on the census. You know, people just, I'm sorry to say, just aren't interested in the census right now, but with all the other stuff going on. But as you just said, it's more important now than ever.
Exactly. And we know we were upwards of 20% undercounted in 2010. And the money we received to go to all these programs during this pandemic based on those numbers. So we can make it relative to today, you know, and hopefully get people to understand the importance. If anybody can, you can, Joey. I think you and I together could do that.
That's right. I was going to say team effort here. So let's make a point maybe next week to just focus on the census. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt with me. Always good to spend time with you. Have a great, thankful Thursday and National Day of Prayer.
Thanks, Joey. Stay well, and all my best to everybody listening.
Sure thing. Glad to have you.